Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell,
15 minutes of heat!
You get a kick out of the songs you've been choosing for 15 minutes of heat lately. I love it.
This just works, man. I don't know why, but it works.
Totally works. Totally works. All right, it's a game night. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Could see the gentleman sweep tonight. We're going out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Inglis is the radio voice for the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network. Before we talk about tonight and the possibility of finding out you're going to the NBA Finals, what can you say about Tyler Hero and his performance Wednesday night? Because you have watched a lot of basketball.
It was absolutely spectacular. And I guess the way to describe it is it looked absolutely normal because he was just so smooth and everything. And he's so smooth at everything that he does. So is it a shock that he scored that many points? Yeah, 37. That's pretty tough. But again, nothing really surprised anybody with it, with how he has played already. And like Coach always says, he's not a rookie now after what's happened this season with playing and then time off and then playing again. He's had a lot of experience.
And, Mike, with Tyler doing that, 37, like you just said, does the game plan change at all? Does Tyler get early shots? Like, what happens after a historic game for him being that young and a career game for Tyler? What should we expect to see tonight?
So I would expect on Boston side of things, they're going to pay a little bit more attention to Tyler. There's no doubt about that, as they have done with the Duncan Robinson. But no, don't expect Tyler them to go and look for him, just to shoot and figure try to drop another 37. Whatever is in the scheme of things, if it's there for him to shoot, he'll shoot. And if it's not, he won't. I mean, nothing, I think, specifically is going to be designed for Tyler. It's just going to be in the flow of how Miami is playing this game.
I mean, he received, massive national praise after that game on Wednesday. And yesterday people were talking about, is this a one-off game? Is this something you'll see on the regular? I think we know here in Miami this is something probably you'll see on the regular. But is he the kind of guy? You watched him all season, and we've seen him grow. And he never really had rookie jitters, but he has grown. Do you think Tyler Hero becomes a perennial all-star in the league?
Oh, boy, that's such a long way off. I mean, this is just his first season. I could see it if he continues to develop. He's only 20 years old. You know, a lot can happen over the next 10 years. He certainly is on track to be a star because he's got all the tools and he's got just this great laissez-faire attitude that this is normal. Like when you talk to him, it's like, yeah, well, this is what I expect to do. And he does it, and he doesn't get affected by too much. But he is now on the radar, like Duncan Robinson was on the radar earlier, maybe a little bit more now for Tyler. You know, teams come in and they say, okay, one of the things we got to do is don't let Duncan Robinson get off and nail 3, 4, 5 trays on us right off the bat because he can put us in a hole. Well, guess what? Now it's also Tyler. They've been going at Duncan Robinson on the defensive end on the Boston offense. But now with Tyler, he does a little bit of everything. He moves well without the ball. He passes well. He'll cut the lane. He'll hit the long shot. He'll hit the running jumper, use the glass and what have you. So he's got the full package when it comes to scoring. And, you know, he's pretty darn decent at the other end of the floor, too, on defense.
And, Mike, I understand the underdog's approach when it's a 3-1 series. I understand the underdog.
Yeah.
The TNT calls it gone fishing, win or go home, you know, now or never. I understand that side. What's the approach in the Heat locker room? What are the favorites talk about? What's their, you know, what do they say when you're up 3-1?
I think it is don't give them another chance. Just don't give the opposition another chance. They're saying the same thing with the Lakers right now. Don't give Denver that other chance. Let's get it over with. We'll get some rest. We can work on whoever we're going to play next. But first at hand, win the ball game, okay? Because if you lose, well, guess what? Now it's a two-game series after that. Right now, Miami's in a three-game series. They got to win one. Boston's got to win three. Obviously, the statistics say it's in Miami's favor, but that doesn't mean anything. Boston doesn't want to go home right now. They want to continue playing, and they want to become like the East version of the Denver Nuggets and try to come back like the Nuggets have done. So just don't give them any life. That's what you want.
Mike Inglis, you can hear him tonight on 790 The Ticket. Again, game 5 for the Heat Celtics. If you're a Heat fan and you want to watch local pregame and postgame on TV, don't forget Heat.com. You can watch Heat TV starting at 7:30 tonight on Heat.com. And then after the game, you can watch Heat Live postgame on Fox Sports Sun, just as if you had watched the game on TV. Can you feel, Mike, this strangeness of being a game away from the NBA Finals in what's been one of the strangest seasons of all time, yet it looks like they're going to the NBA Finals. This team is immensely fun to root for. Could you have imagined this when the season was starting?
No, I mean, you certainly wish for it, but no, you couldn't imagine this. And it's an entirely different team than the team that started back in October and November, you know, with the trade, which is just a fabulous deal for Miami, and it's worked out great. The rookies have gotten a lot of work because that's what Miami does. They develop these young guys. And it really wasn't in the wheelhouse for me thinking they're going to go to the finals. Still got a game to win. I hate to put the cart ahead of the horse right now. but they, you know, they, if they play like we know they can play, you know, when you look at the numbers, guys, okay, right now, the teams are scoring the identical amount of points over these four games, identical to the 10th. It's crazy. That is how close all four games have been. What Miami's got to do better in this one tonight, they got to shoot the ball better. You know, under 43% and 27% from beyond the arc. Usually you don't win those types of games, but Miami's been able to do it because they're so strong in that fourth quarter and led by Jimmy Butler and the gang that gets out there. So they don't want to get themselves behind the eight ball like they have in the first three ball games.
And, Michael, the stat that jumped out to me, game 3 was points in the paint. And then the stat that kind of just blows your mind in game 4 was the turnovers. 18-9, the Boston Celtics doubled the Heat turnovers. And it kind of got to me because Danny Ainge said he was frustrated. There was so much unforced turnovers. There were so many just errors, mistakes out of his team. Didn't the Heat's adjustments, changes, zone to man and what Spo was doing, didn't that create those turnovers, the confusion? I hate unforced errors. I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, you look at that last game, Miami won. They had 9 steals in that game. Well, that's not just a turnover. That's guys getting hands in the passing lane and tipping the ball away and getting out on the fast break or intercepting the pass. You know, someone tries a cross-court pass. And that's just some very, very good defense and very good awareness, in particular Jimmy Butler. And you look at, you know, what Crowder can do and also Bam. He had himself a couple of steals, but 3 steals there from Andre Iguodala, who we know is so solid on defense. You know, you're not expecting a ton of points from him. but you have him on the floor because he really matters at both ends of the floor. It might not show up in a bunch of numbers, but again, like Jimmy, you know, hands in the passing lanes, anticipation to the point where you don't get, you know, if you don't happen to get the ball, you don't get knocked right out of the play where there's a player wide open. I think a lot of it's just got to go right down to Miami playing some very, very intense, solid defense.
Mike Inglis, radio voice for the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network. Again, it is an 8:30 tip-off tonight. You can hear it on 790 The Ticket. Mike will be on the call, and hopefully it ends with a Heat victory and a ticket punched to the NBA Finals. Did you get a chance to watch any of the Dolphins game last night, Mike?
I did not. I did not get a chance to watch the Dolphins game last night. I was just happy to see this morning that they had won, which is good news.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was fun. I mean, everybody's doing their part. I said this is a four-night stretch, right? So last night, it was the Dolphins. The night before that, it was the Miami Heat in Game 4. So this is night three of the four-game stretch. The Heat take care of business tonight. Then the Hurricanes, if they take care of business tomorrow against FSU, it would be one of the greatest four-night stretches in Miami sports history. So let's have the Miami Heat do their part again.
That's a bit of a stretch, Hawk, in history.
But I am calling it four-night stretches in the history of Miami sports. Two Heat victories bring you to the NBA Finals, right?
I'll let you have that. Prime time victory
last night for the Dolphins, first victory of the season. And Miami and FSU tomorrow, a victory by Miami makes them 3-0. College game day is in town. I mean, you tell me a better four-night stretch.
I guess I can't.
All right.
I guess I can't. I'm taking the victory.
He's been working on this argument for a week, Mike. Don't worry about it.
God bless you having to have to listen to that all the time.
Well, there's only two more nights of it, tonight and tomorrow. That's it.
Well, I hope Mike Inglis comes to fruition for you.
I hope so. You guys got to do your part tonight. Mike Inglis.
Yeah, we'll try.
Miami Heat tonight on 790 The Ticket. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great night.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.